And then you're listening to the Mike Kaplan 100 podcast.
Hi, I'm Abby LaCascio, Northwestern Lacrosse Commit, and you're listening to the Mike Kaplan 100 podcast.
Easy. One take, Abby.
The Mike Kaplan 100 podcast has been brought to you by East Fitness Long Island. Endurance, agility, speed, training. Train like a pro, be around pros. We take pride in growing athletes of all ages, of all sports. Get faster, stronger, and even jump higher. We have the Dunk Factory if you're into basketball. The Lax Factory if you're into lacrosse. We got ladder workouts to up your footwork in soccer. And if you want to memorize Pop Smoke songs, this is the place for you. A fun and friendly atmosphere, but we work hard too. To book a training session, find us at eastfitnessli.com. Fight.
Welcome to the Mike Kaplan 100 podcast. I'm your host, Mike Kaplan, owner of East Fitness, Huntington High School girls varsity basketball coach, and pro performance specialist. I started this podcast to interview my athletes so they can share their stories and journeys about their respective sports they participate in and the journey in which they got to where they are. I've had the pleasure of training many wonderful athletes, and we are simply providing a platform for them to share their perspectives and stories. This is the Mike Kaplan 100 podcast. Today, our guest, superstar at St. Anthony's Northwestern Lacrosse Commit, Abby LaCascio. What's going on? How are you doing?
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
We just completed a workout today. It's always fun doing the podcast right after a workout. How'd you like it? How you feel?
Yeah, it was great. I'm a little tired, though.
Yeah, and you were here yesterday, too, so you're putting in a lot of work this week.
Back to back.
So now, being at St. Anthony's, basically, everything's up in the air with the coronavirus. How have you been able to stay engaged in, you know, lacrosse and working out through, you know, the whole pandemic? Has it been difficult? And what's that process been like for you?
It definitely was difficult. I had to kind of learn how to do stuff on my own and always be surrounded by my teammates and my coaches, which is definitely hard because, you know, I love being around my team. Going to the field by myself, backyard, stuff like that, finding, you know, the time to do stuff. You know, independently.
Yeah. I mean, I'm hopeful, you know, everyone's hoping that there is a spring season. You know, being at St. Anthony's, they did have fall sports. So it does seem optimistic that you guys will have a high school season. You being in, I would say, a lacrosse family, you know, you have a lot of people in your family who are a lacrosse legacy. When did you really start playing, watching, you know, your older family members play? Or, you know, when did it really become serious for you that you wanted to play at that next level?
I've had a stick, like, probably since I can walk and hold something. You know, I kid around with my family a lot how it was kind of always there for me. And slowly, you know, over time, probably, like, eighth grade, I realized, like, wow, I actually love doing this, and I definitely want to continue doing it in college. And just growing up around it, I've been able to learn how to appreciate and, you know, be around college games and the atmosphere of that. Like, I slowly just kind of, like, fell in love with the idea of playing, you know, at the next level.
So now, did they help? If you want to talk about, you know, some of the family that you have that's, you know, that plays lacrosse, have they helped you along the way just from a learning aspect, or was it more just watching them from the stand and seeing them play?
Definitely, they've supported me through everything, and they've been there, you know, with every little thing. You know, if I need advice, you know, I can shoot a text to my brother, you know, my uncle, you know, my dad went through it as well. And just anything I'd be unsure of, or, you know, should I do this or that, you know, they've always been there to help me.
That's great. I mean, it's always important to have, you know, a great support system. Now that you're committed to Northwestern, what was the whole recruiting process like for you? One, were you allowed to go and visit schools because of the pandemic? And why did you end up choosing Northwestern?
So they pushed the, it's called the dead period, through September 1st, which was the contact date of when the coaches were allowed to start recruiting us. So I wasn't able to have an official visit or unofficial, you know, be in front of the coaches in person. So everything was pretty much just a Zoom, text, phone call, FaceTime, stuff like that. I had to do a little bit more research on my own, just looking at the campuses with the online tours and stuff like that. And then choosing Northwestern, it fit everything I was looking for. I mean, it's one of the top universities in the country academically, you know, top-ranked team, just the ability to play at the highest level and compete for a national championship. You know, that's something I've wanted to do my whole life. And then just through the recruiting process, finding out what the coaches had to offer, you know, what they what I was looking for, things lined up like that, being able to talk to the coaches as well. I think the campus is beautiful. I think it was pretty clear. After the first phone call, I just looked at my mom and I was like, you know, like,
this is it.
This is the one. Like, I got to go there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, one, playing in the Big Ten, it's got to be, you know, one of the coolest conferences just based on, you know, who you play. Who are you really looking most forward to playing against, and what venue are you most excited to play at?
So my brother graduated from Maryland, so
definitely
beating the Terps would be something I want to do. Or going to Penn State, I feel like that would be cool as well. Michigan, Rutgers, those are definitely schools I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, battle against Victoria.
Yep.
Yeah, so I have you know, Kendall Halpern, you know, I train as well, who's there now, freshman. You know, I'm hoping she has a great season this year. And Chase Audige is, you know, on the men's basketball team, you know, one of their better players. They both, you know, tell me great stories being at school now and, you know, just kind of going through this whole experience. But other than, you know, lacrosse, what do you most look forward to doing when you get to Northwestern?
Probably just all the people I'd get to meet, just, you know, seeing all the people that come from, you know, different parts of the country and, you know, leaving the island, being exposed to just different kinds of people.
Yeah, checking out Northwestern football and basketball game. I know, you know, hopefully when you go there, there'll be fans allowed in the stadiums. By that point of life, we have people attending games. Those, I'm sure, pack out. Definitely very exciting. Now that you're committed to Northwestern, you know, you said you started out basically with a stick in your hand when you were born. Do you have different expectations now for yourself? I know, you know, you've been coming here now and you're really locked in to the fitness aspect and you stay after and do your lacrosse training here as well, very self-motivated. But have your goals changed to what you want to do, or you always been, you know, pretty locked in like that?
Probably just pushing myself more, I think. After September, after I did commit, I felt like, you know, the work has just started, and I have to be ready to play at the next level and do everything that I can to make sure that, you know, I'm prepared and college ready.
Yeah.
So just, you know, coming here, making sure, you know, I'm physically fit and, you know, staying after, making sure my stick skills still develop and everything like that. Just watching more film at a higher pace. The game's at a higher pace, so I have to make sure, you know, I'm ready on all different aspects.
Yeah, and I mean, now, you know, playing at St. Anthony's, you guys are one of the best teams, you know, I would say in the state. You know, you have tons of talent there. Just from this point in your career, what's been, you know, the best lacrosse moment or your biggest lacrosse moment so far?
Either winning the championship my freshman year or playing for the Under Armour All-America team to represent Long Island. Those are two things that definitely I remember. I definitely want to, you know, make sure I win that championship at least two more times.
There you go.
And being able to play, you know, on the All-America team with the best girls on the island.
Yeah, and I mean, two great experiences. That's how you learn and get better. Do you have any wild superstitions that you have to do before you have a game or on game days, certain food, certain outfits, anything specific that has to be done?
Probably, I got this one from my brother because he played pro. He was around a few Native American players, and they have this tradition where you can't let your stick face down because it's bad luck, because that's how the ball falls out. So it's a little crazy, but I just don't. If I look at my stick, I make sure it's facing the right way. And then probably when I step on the field, I make sure my left foot touches the corner of the eight when I walk on.
Just what happens if those two things don't happen?
I make sure they happen. Trust me.
It's just like it's locked in no matter what.
It gives me confidence, just a little thing.
That's funny. Yeah, I mean, people have some interesting superstitions. They work for everyone, and that's kind of what gets them ready for that game, whether it's their nerves or whatever. That pregame superstitions are always funny. But now that, you know, we've been working out here for a while now and you're seeing, you know, huge improvements, do you remember that first workout that we had together? What was that experience like for you?
It definitely wasn't easy at all. I think I underestimated, you know, what it would be like a little bit walking in.
Yep. But
now I think I definitely have a better idea of what to expect.
Yeah, now you've been coming, huge progress. What would you say is your least favorite and favorite exercise to do when you're here?
I don't like abs at all. Anything, you know,
no core?
With the core balls, I don't like. And then probably push-ups down the ladder. I don't like those either.
No good?
Mm-mm.
What do you like? What do you like doing?
I like the sleds and like the resistance bands, like on like the wall though. Like not like
yep.
The, yeah.
Resistance with some lacrosse stick work while you're doing it.
Yeah, I like using the stick a little bit more. You get used to it with your hands and your feet being in sync.
Yeah, you know, and so now, you know, going to Northwestern, which is, you know, one of the best academic schools in the country, and playing, you know, Division One lacrosse, that commitment that you're going to have going there, and, you know, the schedule between working out, you know, conditioning, schoolwork, tutors, having time to eat. What's it like now for you that's helping you prepare for that? So basically, like, what's a day in your life pre-corona at your busiest times? Like, how much you had to really give up to get to where you are right now?
So on a normal, like, weekday, it would start with school, obviously, so like 8:20, 2:30, and then school practice after, probably until like 4:35-ish. And then a few of the girls who I play St. Anthony's with, they're also on my club team, so we'd, you know, carpool together and then go to club practice. That would start like sometime in the evening. And then, yeah, and then it depends with, like, if it's off-season or not. Like, I'll have training sometimes, and then on the weekends, the practices might be early, or
yeah,
that'd be one of the things that, you know, it might be tough, but, you know, that's how it is. So
yeah, I mean, do you feel like you missed out necessarily, or, you know, maybe your friends were able to go out and hang out, or, you know, just do something socially and you couldn't because you had to get up the next day for practice or training, or you had a tournament? Was it a lot that you felt like you had to give up, or you just kind of knew that was a sacrifice that it was going to take to get to where you're at now?
Probably like freshman year, I think, a little bit, like, before I was able to realize, like, you're giving up that, but look, I love lacrosse.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, I'm fortunate enough to be able to be in a situation where I can play, you know, at the next level. And the kids dream about doing that. And,
yeah,
you know, if I have to give up a little bit to sacrifice and make sure that, you know, I'm doing everything I have to do to be the best that I can be, then it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, you know, being where you're at now, going through all the experiences that you went through, you know, ups and downs with lacrosse, and, you know, just your everyday grind, what advice would you give to, you know, say a younger athlete, you know, who wants to play any sport at the next level, but, you know, just everything you know now, what advice would you give them?
If you put your head to something and you make sure that you're following through with everything you can to make sure that you get to your goal. You know, you can want to do something so much, but if you're not going to take the necessary, you know, actions and plan, you know, what you have to do to get there, then it's just not going to happen. But
yeah,
if you can, you know, push yourself and be consistent and, you know, get up and go for that 6 a.m. run, or stay after and do your stick work and do the little things, and you can do whatever you want. You just have to make sure that you're taking action and doing it.
Yeah, no, that's great. I always tell my team, little things are big things. You know, those little things that you do add up to something big, and that, you know, that extra stuff that you're doing when somebody else isn't working, that's what kind of, you know, sets you apart from anyone else. So being, like I said earlier, in, you know, in a lacrosse family, who are your idols, you know, growing up, just from a lacrosse standpoint, and just from, you know, maybe a role model or someone you looked up to that helped get you to where you are?
Because my brother, I've been able to be around so many different players, and, you know, growing up since elementary school, I've been around for so long, but probably Rob Pinnell. You know, I think he has an interesting story. You know, he was under-recruited coming out of high school, and he, you know, turned around, and now he's, if not the best attackman, or one of the best attackmen in the world right now. And, you know, just, I've had a chance to work out with him and my brother, and, you know, the work ethic that he has, and being able to, you know, see what it takes and, you know, what you have to give, and just taking, you know, nutrition and just working out seriously and everything like that.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, being side by side with somebody at that, you know, that level, you really get to see firsthand, you know, what it's like. And like you just said, it's so much more than, you know, just being good at the sport, whether it's nutrition, the work ethic, just having the mentality to keep pushing every single day. So that's great for you. Fortunate you get to, you know, experience that, and here you are years later getting ready to leave for Northwestern. We're going to keep it 100 right now with Mike Kaplan. One word answer. I'm going to say two different words, rapid fire.
Okay.
What do you think?
Let's do it.
All right. Sleds or resistance bands?
Sleds.
Beach or snow?
Beach.
Hip-hop or country?
Hip-hop.
Long distance or sprints?
Sprints.
TikTok or Instagram?
TikTok.
Squats or lunges?
Squats.
FaceTime or text?
FaceTime.
Spotify, Apple Music?
Apple Music.
AirPods or Beats?
AirPods.
Netflix or Hulu?
Recently Hulu.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Nice. I got to get into Hulu. I only got Netflix. What's your favorite late night snack?
Probably chocolate covered pretzels.
Yeah. Like is it like a certain type or anything? Any chocolate covered pretzel? It have to be a certain name brand.
It doesn't matter.
Certain
bag. Whatever my mom gets. I try not to eat them too much because the whole chocolate thing.
There you go. Well, awesome. Thank you so much for being on the Mike Kaplan 100 podcast. I'm praying that you guys have a season. I can't wait to watch you this year win another championship with St. Anthony's and then to continue on at Northwestern where I could see you and Kendall playing on the field together. Good luck to you and thank you so much for being on the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
No problem.
The Mike Kaplan 100 podcast has been brought to you by RefereeRant.com. This is our craft. This is our skill. This is our voice. We have something to say. Referee Rant was conceived by a lowly official, me, looking to make side money on the weekend. Not that he didn't take it serious. He never thought of it as a skill, a craft, right there for the taking to master. Flag football turned into softball, softball to lacrosse, then basketball. Football, soccer, baseball soon followed. We're on the field. We're on the court. You may ref better than us, but you can't write like us. You might write better than us, but you can't ref like us. Marrying art and officiating. Find us at RefereeRant.com. Fight!